Blog Talk Radio.
Near Civil War history, my heart could they be? She was standing in fiction, stretched high on bare feet. Love in the library, quiet and cool. Love in the library, there are no rules. Surrounded by stories surreal and sublime, I fell in love in the library once upon a time.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Web Weaver Books, where our favorite authors read their books for you. In closing, you know what it is. It's 100% optional, all you naked ones out there. I'm your host, DK Webb. You guys, I am seriously, this is so hilarious. I am not on the computer. I am literally 30 feet away from my door, and I'm in my car, which is so crazy. And I'm doing the show via my truck, and I'm pulling into the driveway right now. So we're on with Ron Schaefer today, you guys, and I know that you guys are going to be excited about it. He's been on with us for a great writer. I couldn't begin to tell you what book we're looking at right now, but I have absolutely nothing in front of me. But as soon as I get in the store, I'll know what book we're looking at, and I'll be able to tell you guys. So let me get this computer business pulled up. You guys pulled up Ron Schaefer and on Amazon, and I'm going to try to drop these advertisements while I get all my crew together real quick. So sorry, you guys. Wow, I am so talk about multitasking and not doing a very, very good job of it. I do want to say a huge shout-out to the publishers and publicists that we work with at Web Weaver Books. You guys are freaking amazing. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than that. I can make mention of you guys every single day. Just heap praises all over the top of your heads. But you guys are amazing. I mean that not just from, you know, the show's perspective, just as people. I'm glad to have you on board. So, Chase Enterprises Publishing and you guys, the anthology is getting ready to come out. Yes, and I'm super stoked about that. So I am looking forward to what's coming out of there. You guys go check out the other really, really strangely different, unusual anthologies that they have. And I don't normally get behind anthologies, but I get behind every single one of these. So go check out Chase Enterprises Publishing, you guys. I feel like I ran a marathon. Red Adept Publishing, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst radio host ever. And Red Adept Publishing, I also want to say a huge thank you to Wigu Press. That's When I Grow Up Press, Outskirts Press, Story Merchant Books, and, of course, Ravenswood Publishing, you guys. And I also would like to say a huge thank you to the publicists and publicity firms that we work with here at Web Weaver Books, you guys. You guys rock, seriously. You make me look so phenomenal. I hope that that your authors have just an inkling of a clue of how much what staunch advocates you are for them. So you guys rock. Boston Communications, Work Associates out of California, Simon Work and Company. Wow. I haven't said this in a really long time, but I hope that you guys will jump on there and take my ooh and ah tour, as I like to call it, because I spend a lot of time doing that. I go on there and I go, ooh, I just saw that guy on Discovery last night, and then keep going, I saw that guy on the Science Channel like 2 hours ago. So you will literally go, ooh, that's my ooh. And then you go, ah, look, I know who that is. Yeah, Eric Von Daniken. I know, he's in there too, so you guys go check him out. Really, really cool stable of clients and great people too. MZPR also, that's Merrill Zagorek Public Relations. Breakthrough Promotions, thank you guys. Merrill L. Moss Media Relations, thank you ladies so very much. And Books Haven PR. And going to throw it out there on Sage's Blog Tours one time. It doesn't matter if you don't even have, if you haven't even knocked on the publishing world's door, or if you busted it down and you've already replaced it and you've been there for a while, you always need a really cool marketing tool or something that makes your life easier. And I'm telling you, this chick does. So go check out Sage's Blog Tours. It's S-A-G-E-S blogtours.com. And just look at it and see, you know, how she sets things up. And, you know, you tell me if I'm crazy or she's really, really got a cool way that she gets her her authors out there. So go check them out for sure. All right, now look, so here's the book, you guys. You ready? I hope you have Amazon pulled up. Fantasy Gumbo. And I couldn't remember that right now if you had paid me to. Fantasy Gumbo, a collection of short stories for the reality impaired. It already sounds like my kind of book. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and get our guest, and you grab him on the phone. Hold on.
Hello there. How are you there, CK?
Did you hear the amazingness of all that multitasking that I just did from the driveway? I mean, I'm just saying. Today, I think I broke a sweat. But I'm really glad to have you on here. I'm glad I made it. and that I got everything out there, and then we get to talk to you again. So how's it going? What's been happening with you?
It's going fantastic, fantastic. Blessed, I might add.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to hear. So tell me what we have going on here. I'm looking at this chef on the cover of this book, and I think he's cooking up some serious helpings of recipes that I love. So tell me a little bit about Fantasy Gumbo and let the readers know kind of the direction that it's going to take them in and how much impairment is involved in this particular reality.
Well, this is a story that you need no artificial drugs for. You can it will skew your mind regardless. It is there's a series of stories that every story I attempted to write something serious, and it ended up to be absurdist comedy when it was all said and done. So the 100-page novel turned into a 5-page story full of rim shots, you know, and so these are little skits, if you will, and one of these stories that I was planning on reading today, entitled The Second Coming, just ran in the July issue of Antipodean magazine out in Australia, which is a speculative sci-fi fiction magazine, antinsf.com, on the July issue of their sci-fi magazine.
Cool. Very cool, very cool. I'm digging this. Tell me about this little guy on the cover. I mean, look, we just can't let this dude go because he's trying to lull me in like a he's rolling me in. That's what he's doing. He's like, come on, sit down. I got to come for you. Tell me about this cover because it's hysterical. I was rolling once. I was like, what? I kept going back to it. I was like, are we doing a kid's book tomorrow? What is this? He's trying to trick me into this. And I'm looking at this little chef, and I'm like, so tell me a little bit about the cover. You know I did cover.
Well, he has got little books in there, and he's stirring up the pot, if you will. And inside there are supposed to be books of stories, and so it's sort of this idea of a chef cooking up stories, if you will.
I love it.
Yeah.
A little, and it's Fantasy Gumbo. So in my head, instantly, he said who dat and Boudin and stuff like
yeah.
that. I don't know. He's just a little Cajun guy. I said automatically, this dude is Cajun somewhere. And somebody's calling him a coon ass, and, you know, because I had a friend of mine, but that was his name. He called me Mud Puppy. I'm from Mississippi. So this is what this reminded me of. I was like, this is going to be so much fun. So much fun.
Yes, this
ties
into your southern roots, if you will.
I love that. I love that. Because they can be so much fun sometimes, can't they? All right, you know what? I want to hear some from this, and I'm really hoping you got us something great picked out to read, do you? I didn't get a chance to talk to you because I was, like, sliding sideways in the gravel in the driveway. But were you planning to read a little bit today?
Excellent. Well, you know, somebody had the story is entitled The Second Coming, and it's appeared in this, as I mentioned, the July issue of Antipodean magazine. And long story short, people have asked the question, what would happen if Jesus returned to the earth?
Oh,
this has been said many times. So I wrote a story here where he did return to the earth, and he returns on Black Friday in front of a Walmart in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh God. Okay. All right.
So here we go. The Second Coming. And it's a short little ditty. Here we go. Jesus Christ returned to earth on a cold November morning. He did not arrive as many might have expected, for he landed in the humblest of locations, the parking lot of a Walmart in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The Second Coming fell the day after Thanksgiving, otherwise known as Black Friday. Across the United States, it marked the start of the Christmas shopping frenzy. Jesus rose from the ground, resurrected behind a row of shopping carts in the middle of the parking lot. He stood dazed and confused, wondering where he was, until his eyes lit upon a sign on the street nearby, Welcome to Bethlehem. Hallelujah, he quipped, winking at the rolling white clouds above him. He brushed the dirt off of his clothing. He was dressed in a knee-length Roman tunic. He wore loose sandals on his feet with a leather thong between the toes. A young couple passing by the prodigal son of Jerusalem commented on his ragged appearance. "What a filthy man," said the woman. "He dresses like he was born in a barn." Her husband shook his head in disgust. "The homeless," he said, "always looking for a free handout." "Alas," said Jesus, gazing at the departing couple, "I am home again." Jesus walked forth as he had years earlier. The parking lot was still wet with rain from the previous night's downpour. The Son of God was not abated in his progress. He had walked on water before. He strolled to the front of the shopping center, where a muttering group of people had gathered, waiting for the doors to open. Young women pushed against older ones, jostling for a better position in line. Teenage girls threw punches in the air. At the front of the door stood a young security guard, a frightened look on his face. "Please be calm," he announced. "Please remain calm. We'll open the door in a few minutes." Jesus placed his hand on the shoulder of an older woman who was trying to push her way through the disorganized crowd. "Peace be with you," he said. "Did you forget what I once said? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life?" "Get your hands off me, creep," said the woman. "I already got a husband." She pushed his hand away from her shoulder and jumped headlong into the mass of bodies, landing atop a blonde teenage girl. The crowd swayed from side to side with the disruption, like a wounded elephant in a circus show. "Please be calm," yelled the security guard. "We need you to remain calm. For the love of God, get a hold of yourself." "Yes," said Jesus from the back of the crowd, "for the love of God." The crowd did not hear him, however. Their complaints and cries grew louder. Jesus decided it was time to take action. He pushed his way through the crowd, squeezing through tight, non-existent spaces. He shoved and clawed for position within the sea of bodies. Angry shoppers threw elbows into his ribcage. After much struggle, he came to the front of the line. He stood shoulder to shoulder with the security guard. Jesus placed his arm around the frightened youth's shoulder. He threw his other arm forward like a Roman orator, cleared his throat, and spoke. "My brothers and sisters," he said, "I have come to..." His speech was interrupted. Behind him, one of the Walmart employees unlocked the front door to the store. Black Friday had officially started. At that moment, as if the Red Sea had parted, the mob surged forward. Jesus and the security guard were trampled underfoot, unable to stop the tidal wave of Christmas shoppers. "Wait," yelled Jesus from below the pile. "Wait, I say, I have come to save you from your sins." "Out of my way," yelled an old woman, kicking him in the stomach. "I got to get my Christmas presents." She smashed her cane into his head. More people passed behind her, pushing on the backs of the customers in front of them. They frenzied into the store, filling the brightly lined aisles. When the dust settled, everyone was inside the store. Everyone except Jesus. He had been trampled to death by the mad Christmas shopping throng. The ambulance light flickered in front of Walmart. Two medics pushed Jesus' dead body into the back of an ambulance and closed the door. One medic wiped the sweat off his forehead, speaking to the other. "So, are we going to church on Sunday?" he asked. "I wouldn't miss it for the world," replied the other. "Tell me what, pick me up around 10. The end.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because, oh, my God, I'm putting it on Facebook right now. I'm sorry. I had to go into the bathroom, and my husband's in there half-naked, because I'm rolling laughing at what is fixing to happen here, because I've seen Walmart and Black Friday, and I already know he was up for some serious trouble. And then the barn thing, oh, my God. He looks like he's raising a barn. Look at him. Well, he kind of was. Oh, my God, that's so hilarious. What kind of feedback are you getting? Because I have tears in my eyes and my stomach hurts right now. I was laughing so freaking hard. Poor Jesus.
I would hope. You know, it's not a swipe at religion by any means. It's of course
a
critique of the growing commercialism, right? That is.
Ooh, we are so bad.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is not gonna end well. Walmart on Black Friday, it doesn't really. I mean,
yes.
I don't know too many people that ends up ending well for it at all. That is a complete loss of all humanity. That's please check in your humanity at the top of the parking lot because you're going to need it to elbow these old ladies in to get that 75-cent Xbox or whatever it is. I don't even know. I've never been shopping on that. That is so hilarious. I'm rolling. I'm putting it on Facebook how I'm laughing. My eyes are crying. I was crying and my stomach hurt. It's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
So I take it that you never go to the Black Friday.
Are you kidding me? You couldn't? There's not, No. The only way I would do that is if I was in the military and they said, terrorists are in there, you got to go. And I'm like,
right.
Well, if I got
right.
to, I guess. Sort of like that. You get it?
Well, as you know, it's become a rite of passage almost, like a yearly, you know, on the dot. There are as many people lining up for Black Friday as they seem to line up for Thanksgiving. And so every year, you know, there comes the story about, you know, the mobs that had to be you know, put down at various suburban stores.
I mean, they broke. Yeah, last year they broke the Walmart greeter, which is usually, you know, somebody who's older or, you know, maybe somebody with, you know, mental limitations or whatever. Look, they broke this old guy's hip last year. Black Friday and him at the front door, what do we do? And I was like, I don't need a blender that bad at all. I mean, I don't even know that we need it. And you know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that, you know, I mean, I like some people, but I'm not going in there and doing that. I mean, I'd rather run through naked through briar patches or something. I hate Walmart as it is on a good day when no one's there on Black Friday. Forget about that.
I think the example you're bringing, I believe, was the impetus that I did hear something about someone who had actually died at one of these Black Friday stampedes.
Yeah, I'm like, and he's a greeter, like, hey, welcome to Walmart.
Right.
And you're like, what?
Right.
Right? I was like, oh, my God. Welcome to Walmart. Happy holidays, crunch.
Yes. So I do believe it was that some sort of passing story that gave me the idea for this story, that what if the guy who actually got stampeded happened to be Jesus coming back to, you know, save everyone. And
I'm going to tell you something. It really hit a chord because constantly I make these comments all the time, and that's one of my favorite comments. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, Jesus could come down out of the sky right now and just land right in front of everybody and just start healing things and doing magical stuff. I said, and we would just shoot him until he stops moving because they'd be like, it's an alien. What is this? We don't ask. We shoot first, ask questions later. I said the same thing about aliens. I said, if they're real, do you think the only thing to do with us? We are psychotic. Look at us. Look what we'll do for a pair of socks for a penny. If we'll step on our own grandmother's face, we definitely will take Jesus out or, you know, the aliens or whoever shows up first. So I make that joke all the time, and you tackled it, and that's another reason why it's so funny, because I really have said that many times. Like, Jesus would just – he would get
– right.
They would just shred him at a Black Friday.
We might pause to take a selfie with him and do a quick upload, right, too.
Oh, how do you know that guy? What's his name in that book? You know the guy, right, from that book? That's what somebody would be doing, right?
Right.
You know, be like, I know your dad.
Yeah, I know your dad. Can you put in a good word to
your
dad for me? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love your dad's work. I love your dad's work.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
What is all this eat? Why do you keep telling me to eat you? I have lots of crazy questions. I wish you would stop that. It's really creepy. But anyways, there's a whole other spinoff book coming for that bad boy. Well, I don't know how anybody could see any portion of this and not fall in love with this book. I want this book on my shelf. I'm going looking at the paperback here. I want to add this. This needs to go in my collection. It is beyond hilarious. That story is hilarious. And that's the tip of the iceberg. And there's a couple more in there. I know they're going to be bang up, too. How much fun was this to write?
Well, Well, let me add something very quickly, CK. I did come on, I believe it was about a year ago, and I read Lobster Land, which was my story about a world where lobsters run the world and humans are kept as delicacies in restaurants, right?
One of my favorite stories. Yeah, one of my favorite stories out of it. Yep.
So if I could do a quick plug that there's other, and to shoot out the premise of some of these other stories, I have another one in this book entitled Paradise Courthouse, where the snake from the Bible sues Adam and Eve for defamation of character.
Yeah, because that's libel and slander. I believe it is,
yes.
Too. I think she lied.
Yes, he was. He claimed
really
that he couldn't get a
that.
Job, you know, after this book
right?
came out.
I mean, she ruined him after that. She ruined him after that. Then she tried to play dumb, and she already knew everything. She knew exactly what she was doing, yeah.
You could. I should have called you. You would have co-wrote the story for me.
I told you. Oh, I would have gave you a couple of extras you could throw in there, because these are the things that I swear by. These are my cornerstones, you guys. I'm a comedian-loving junkie. And I say stuff like this all the time, and, you know, I hope nobody takes offense. If you do, well, you just lighten up a little bit. But
right.
I'm a little jokester. So this is, that's a lot of fun. And that lobster one, it absolutely was my favorite one. It's so hilarious. I had to get DJ over here to let her listen. She can get the same thing, tear rolling. And actually, I think her hearing that and me rolling so much and going on and on about these anthologies kind of spurred her on. So she's gone into an anthology, and she's got her story coming out in October. So she, you did all kind of inspiring stuff coming on the show, and you didn't even know that. So cool, man. So cool. Well, tell us a little bit about everything. I don't want anybody to miss anything. If you got any events going on, if you want to talk about any of the other books that or any stories that are coming out anywhere, knock yourself out. Floor's open for you. We've got about five, so.
Excellent. I just, Fantasy Gumbo has just been released, and also on top of that, I have just released a grammar book, actually, and it's entitled The Composition Cure, a guide for successful academic writing, and it was done in my days as a school teacher, where I put together, I was constantly being putting together supplemental materials to help students, and all the supplemental materials eventually added up to enough material for a book. And so, long story short, The Composition Cure is available on Amazon. If you just type Ron Schaefer in, you'll get to it. And I also have just recently finished a screenplay, which I will be shopping around, so that one will not be out for sale, per se. But hopefully you'll see it on a screen near you with Antonio Banderas and whoever is
the
heartthrob
of the moment.
Whoever the moment is, right?
Right, whoever those people happen to be right then, because, I mean, it's very fluid what's going on in Hollywood. Anyways, wow, these are so much fun, man. I got to have a spirit. This is not a, hey, this is not me being TK. This is Cassie saying I'm going to have this book, right, because today it's going to be great, and I know DJ's going to dig on it, too. Well, look, you know the door's open for you, right? You already know that.
Yes, I'm much appreciated.
You know. All right. So if anything is going on, you want to come on, platform is always here, open, available to you. Just, you get to working on something else, and, you start thinking, gosh, her favorite comedian's like Anthony Jeselnik, and she's pretty, I like comedy, so anytime you want me to throw you some anecdotes from this one, go for it, knock yourself out. I'm giving them all to you for free just to hear somebody spin them, because I don't get to say some of this stuff out loud, so. People get mad
exactly.
Say the wrong stuff out loud.
Exactly.
You just got to be ready for that kind of comedy, I guess. Well, these are super, super. Did you do these? Did you do this one on your own?
Yes. These are all original compositions. I do have
cool.
a creative consultant who is my brother, who whenever I have an idea and I think this idea actually does suck or is it good, I will ask him, yay or nay, what do you think? Does this suck or is it good? And he will give me the thumbs up or thumbs down. And as you know, my brother is someone else who, of course, understands my twisted way of looking at the world.
your way of looking at things. Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah, that's cool. So I get you too, so on a twisted level. Cool. Well, look, because I was looking it up, and if you wanted to, I don't know if you guys what you guys got going on, Calligraphy, Rebels Publishing. I don't know if it's just you or if you're planning on branching out or anything. But if you want to put anything out there on that, too, you feel free to do that also.
Much appreciated, much appreciated, CK. And let me say that I do appreciate everything that you do for all the writers.
Even though I do it in the driveway, sideways in the gravel. I'm so sorry.
Hey,
I made it.
Yeah, well, you got in the door. Wolfman Jack had a major heart attack in the driveway. So at least you got into the door,
Yeah, I made it inside. Yeah, and he was late for a show, I think. Gosh, that's great. Don't remind me that I'm old and everybody's born on date is right around 73, 72. Have you noticed that? I don't know what happened right there, but, it used to be like when you see people and they pass away and it'd say like 37 or 1940-something. No, they all say 70 now, so it stopped freaking me out.
Yeah, it's something.
Because I'm 42. So, and I'm like, well... All right. So
I got a couple years on you, so I will be 45 next Friday.
Oh, cool. Well, see, you're kind of sandwiched in between me and my husband because he just turned 46 yesterday. So that's really cool. I was looking at that. I was like, well, that's cool, man. I love this. I'm going to have so much freaking fun with this book. I'm not going to share it with anybody, but I'll read it to you if you want me to do that. But you can't borrow a book, so I don't borrow books. I'm buying this one for myself. I'm going to stick it up on here. And I guess we're going to cut out of here. I want to make sure you guys get out there, pick up a copy. Pick up a copy of any of these things. So if you want to check out the anthology, go check out Chase Enterprises Publishing, you guys, like I tell you all to do almost every single day. Just do it. Just trust me. Trust me. I grew up on eating, breathing, sleeping Stephen King, and you better bring it on anthologies if you're going to bring me a bunch of stories together, and I don't normally get behind them. I'm going to tell you right now, every single anthology that has come out of Chase Enterprises Potion is amazing, and it's amazing because it's odd, they're different, they're strangely unusual. And some of them you're gonna bust the laughing on, and if you guys can get a hold of that lobster story, you will spend 5 minutes busting a gut laughing because it is the funniest thing ever. And I read it to DJ on a cell phone because that's how funny it was, and we both were crying. So you guys, go check him out. It was so good. Anyway, so doors open for you, Ron. I'm so excited about Fantasy Gumbo. If anybody out there has read Fantasy Gumbo, a collection of short stories for the reality impaired, which I definitely am sometimes, please let us know what you thought. I know Ron would love to know what you thought, and I would love to know as well. Shoot us an email, ckweb2b73@gmail.com. Well, that is it for us, Ron. We're going to scoot out of here. I'm so glad to have you on again. I love the revolving door thing. You just come in whenever you want to. We get you on here, and we get to say I got to laugh my guts off, and I'm hurting. My stomach's hurting later. I'm going to be like, why did my stomach hurt? Like, I've been doing push-ups. I'll be like, oh, yeah, Ron was on with Fantasy Gumbo. That's right. That's what it is.
Much thanks,
so I appreciate you.
Much thanks, CK.
All right, Ron, have a great
one,
and thanks for coming out again, okay?
God bless.
All right, guys, that is so hilarious. Look, let's be real here. There are niceties and things, with being, doing this radio deal and, with dealing with authors and also, there are cordials and things that we do here. And I push, pimp these books out here for you guys to, find new authors and things like that. But listen, seriously, I am not kidding you when I say that I had to mute and I did all those things that I told him that I did in this house and then shared it on Facebook. If you don't believe me, it's on my CK web Facebook. It's all over the place. So go check it out. I was rolling laughing. It was hysterical. And I'm going to get the paperback. So $4.99 Kindle, paperback $6.99. I'm about to jerk that up right off of here. And I hope that you guys will do the same. So much fun. Any of his stuff, but just go check out his stuff. I am so glad to have him on here. And somebody, please send me your last tears after you read the this one or you read the lobster one. I'm telling you, you're going to cry. So that's it, you guys. I'm going to cut out of here. Thanks so much, Ron, for coming on. And thanks for that whole sideways in the driveway thing. I felt like the Dukes of Hazzard. So my day is just it's great. So thanks a lot, Ron. I really had fun today. And letting you guys know, we are going to have a Michelle Makeup Day. I don't even know who that is. I guess we broke up at some point. A Michelle May Day for makeup. So I'm going to try to get that either for the 11th, 13th, or 14th. But I don't have that nailed down, so I'm not putting that out there yet. You guys, we got two shows scheduled as it sits right now. They're both 11 a.m. Central shows. One's on the 12th, which is Tuesday, and the other is on the 15th, which is on Friday. And the first one is Jackie Minetti. We're going to be on with her. She's going to be talking about and reading from her latest novel. And then on the 15th, Friday the 15th, we are going to be on with E.E. Smith. I'm so excited. Debuts. I love that. I love it when they're they're just now getting to the publishing door and they're scared to knock on it because I'm just like, read that, get out of the way, just charge through it like the Kool-Aid man, you know. I love doing this, so I love having debuts on. So I hope you guys will, tune in with us and check your stuff out, support these authors, leave reviews, and, send me your last tears from when you get done reading all this Ron Schaefer stuff. I'm serious. I had tears rolling out of my eyes, and my stomach hurts like I got a workout. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but I'm going to say, I wasn't worked out with Ron Schaefer today. Who's that? I'm just a writer guy. You guys get out there and pick up a copy of Fantasy Gumbo, a collection of short stories for the reality impaired. And I am going to cut out of here. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day, rest of the weekend. This is CK Webb. Thank you so much for stopping into Web Reader Books, where our favorite authors read their books for you. In closing, 100.
Near Civil War history, my heart, if they beat. She was standing in fiction, stretched high on bare feet. Love in the library, quiet and cool. Love in the library, there are no rules. Surrounded by stories surreal and sublime, I fell in.